Welcome to the fourth mitzvah, Mitzvah Dalid, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. This is a mitzvah to declare Rosh Chodashim and to set up the Yomim Tovim based on the Rosh Chodashim that you declared. Included in this mitzvah is to add an extra other when necessary. Misharshei HaMitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the Yomim Tovim should always be in their correct times. So how could it be that Pesach will always be in the springtime if the lunar calendar is smaller than the solar calendar? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah to be able to create the calendar and even to add an extra other when necessary to guarantee Pesach to be in the Chodesh HaAviv and Sukkot to be Bizman HaAsif at the time when the Tefuah is gathered in. Who is able to be Mekadosh the Chodesh? In order to do this, you must be a very big Talmud Chacham, and also you must have smicha. The type of smicha you need is a smicha from the chain of smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu leaned on Yehoshua and gave him smicha. You have to be connected to that smicha to receive smicha from somebody who had smicha from that chain. Now, when a person gets smicha, you don't actually have to be leaned on it. It's enough just for the person that has the smicha to officially call you a Rebbe and give you that title. We use the term smicha because the original smicha of Moshe Rabbeinu was with actual leaning. And the smicha must take place in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh must specifically be done during daylight, during daytime. Now, if somebody wants to declare Rosh Chodesh, he has smicha. He's a very big Talmud Chacham. He must do so in Eretz Yisrael. However, if he's the biggest Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, and for whatever reason he needs to go to Chutz Laaretz, and there's nobody bigger than him left in Eretz Yisrael, then in such a case, he's even able to do it in Chutz Laaretz. The simon for this mitzvah, for mitzvah Dalid, is going to be the word declare. Dalid and declare both start with the same sound. The mitzvah of declaring Rosh Chodesh. The word declare has seven letters in it. The simon b'toich simon is going to be as follows. The D will stand for daytime, because this mitzvah must specifically be done by daytime. The E will stand for expert, because one of the conditions to do this mitzvah, you must be an expert, a very big Talmud Chacham. The C will stand for correct time, because Misharshei HaMitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the Yomim Tovim should always be in the correct time. The L will stand for leaned on, because a person must have smicha in order to do this mitzvah. It's not enough to be an expert. You must also have smicha. The A will stand for Aretz, referring to Eretz Yisrael, because this mitzvah must be done in Eretz Yisrael. It's only allowed to be done there, unless you're the biggest Talmud Chacham, and you yourself went to Chutz Laaretz. So the R will stand for Rosh, referring to the biggest Talmud Chacham who's at the Rosh. And then, if the Rosh, the biggest Talmud Chacham, went to Chutz Laaretz, the last E will stand for even, because then the mitzvah is even able to be done in Chutz Laaretz, since the biggest Talmud Chacham is now in Chutz Laaretz. In our days, we don't have the chain of smicha. So how is it that we have a Yiddish calendar? The answer to the question is, as the Sefer HaChinuch explains, Hillel HaNasi, who had smicha, he saw the great danger involved, how it looked like the chain of smicha was soon going to be broken. And therefore, what he did was, he was mekadesh all the future Rosh Chodashim, and he set up all the future others, ad bias Eliyahu HaNavi. So that's the reason why until today, we are zoicha to have a Yiddish calendar.